How's it going? I'm Graham Kay, and that is
Kirk Smith.
Nice to have you with us. This is our podcast about living with autism. Hope you guys all had a great week. It's a new podcast, guys. This is what, our fourth episode?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fourth. We're figuring it out. Basically, if you don't know us, we're two stand-up comedians. We both just moved to Los Angeles, and we both live with autism in our lives. Kirk's son is autistic, and you're an author. You wrote about it. What's the name of your book, Kirk?
That's true. It's called Rice Krispies with Ketchup. Yeah, it's about my son's favorite food. Yeah.
And where can people buy that?
That's on Amazon.
That's the internet, right?
That's the internet tubes. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You made it to the internet, man.
I'm from the future.
That's great. Good for you, buddy. That's awesome, though. That's great.
Thanks.
My brother is autistic. At least we think he is, you know.
All the doctors that have examined him agree.
They have. But, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, right? The spectrum is so weird. Like, yeah. It's like the doctors were like, he's autistic. And then they remember it was like the early 90s. And then they showed us these videos of like living with autism. And what was that guy from MASH?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That guy, the lead actor on MASH, he's got like an autistic son. And he's like, hello. It was like The Simpsons, like, I'm actor Troy McClure. It was like, hello, living with autism. And then it would show, like...
And then it opened the... Da, 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 da.
Yeah, star swipe. And it's weird. It's like, well, this isn't my brother, you know? But I guess he's autistic. Anyway, I'm definitely...
Sounds believable from the descriptions, yeah.
He's definitely...
Imagine if that was the podcast, like,
yeah.
Just spitballing, like, guessing who we think might be autistic. Like, I've got a sneaking suspicion.
But that's, like, with Asperger's, I mean, Asperger's, they say it doesn't exist anymore, but with whatever that is on the spectrum, what Asperger's used to be, you can actually do that with people, especially in the stand-up comedy world. There's a lot of people who are...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Which actually will tie in later to our segment in the news. But basically, what we're going to start off with is our first segment is the weekly roundup, where we just discuss our week living with autism in our family, how it affects us, and like, you know, just some interesting stories that come up. I just got off the phone with my brother, drove here, and I came early, and I wanted to tell you I was going to come early. And if I was on the phone with anybody else, I could be like, just hold on a second. I got to pull over, text my buddy that I'm going to be early. Let him know. Give him a little bit of warning, you know? And with because I'm on the phone with Peter, I can't do that. It's just like, what? Talk to me now. No, what's that noise? I hear clicking. I hear clicking on the phone because, you know, you're texting.
Yeah, call me back when you're done clicking.
Yeah. And then he's doing his own thing, and then I can't call him. You know, so I mean, so like, well, I'm on the phone with him. I got to keep it going, you know. And I'm driving, and I have to like roll up all the windows because of the wind.
That is a super sweet thing, though. Like that, you get to talk to him like that. Because when I call him, they hold the phone up to him. I'm talking, and then he'll say "Dada" or something, and start laughing, and that's it. But he's not telling me anything.
Right? No, totally. I mean, we my parents and I. You know, when you're younger, when it first happened, when you first realize you're living with an autistic kid, you feel sorry for yourself. You know what I mean? And then as he got older and he was involved with other people in a special needs organization, and you see other people and other parents dealing with less functionable.
Yeah.
Peter is not what I would consider high functioning.
Somewhere
but
in the middle.
But he's if like Asperger's is like a 10.
If Bill Gates is Asperger's, he's a high-functioning guy. There's speculation that he is, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be that smart. Anyway, but what I wanted to say is he's He's definitely more high functioning than someone who is drooling in a wheelchair and is nonverbal. Not that I'm making fun of those people, but it's like
That's their thing.
It's just the truth. But anyway, the point is like when we started to feel less sorry for ourselves and feel fortunate that we could at least express those sort of things to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? You stop comparing yourself to...
And then you hear the conversations he's having with you. Like, maybe we're not that fortunate. Maybe nonverbal is the way to go.
I am tired of hearing about the movie Dude, Where's My Car? That is... So, for the 1 million... Dude, Where's My Car came out, 15 years ago? That Ashton Kutcher movie? He loves that movie, and he has it on VHS, and it's a worn-out tape.
I bet
and
it is.
I had the 1 millionth conversation today about Dude, Where's My Car on the drive to see you.
So you're like,
you don't remember that part? I'm like, no, man.
I kind of watched it once.
Yeah.
And that was kind of.
Oh, I've more than kind of watched it once, by the way. I should know it back to front. Anyway, it is a fantastic piece of cinema, and Peter has shown me the way. But anyway, I had a conversation with him, and I couldn't text you. And that's the latest thing that happened with me and Peter. So, how was your week? Your week is always a little more intense because you're a dad. I'm a brother, so I can just sort of check in and be like, all right, peace. You know?
See you later. Tell mom and dad I said hi.
Yeah.
It was good. He's really into videos. That's his thing. And so we got him to get to headphones because the noise is always on. It's always on. It's always on. And he likes to loop things, so it'll be like the same 15 seconds of Barney again and again.
He'll press rewind?
He'll have his finger on the play button. Like, he loves YouTube. So have his finger on the play button at minute one, let's say. 1 minute and 2 seconds. He'll listen to 1 minute, 15 seconds, back to 1 minute, two. 1 minute, 15, back to minute two. Like, his favorite part, he'll listen to that for an hour. Yeah.
He's like a hip-hop producer who gets the best part of a song and loops it.
He's mixing.
Yeah.
And right now he's into... you remember this song from the 90s? It's a Barbie World.
It's a Barbie World.
Yeah, he loves that song. So he goes through these little phases. And so everybody else in the house hates that song. Just like you have to listen
to Let's Go Barbie. Let's go Barbie. Hey, hey. That would drive. That's what you would play in Guantanamo Bay to make people confess things.
Yeah, that's like how you torture Al Qaeda. You get them in there, you play terrible pop as loud as you can.
Let's go Barbie. Oh, my God.
He likes that part. Let's go party. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Yeah.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Yeah. My brother does not like the coolest music, and he likes...
I will say this, though. He really likes Stevie Wonder, which I can get on board with.
That's nice.
Higher Ground. He really likes that song. That's like the one song we really can agree on, except he wants to listen to the intro for like 20 seconds and then start
What's
it over.
The intro?
Like, listen to the whole thing. It's the funk starts. Don't, don't.
Amen. I get it, though.
Yeah, it is good.
I get it.
It's no.
I love that he feels it, though. I love that he's like having a real experience with the music and is like, yeah. Like,
that's way better than Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party. Yeah.
Man, but even if it's Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party, that's pretty awesome. Like, you have to think of it as the same. You don't have to do anything, but it's like you.
I'm the dad, Graham. I don't have to do anything.
Totally true, but what I'm saying is like
he connects.
He connects. You should feel fortunate that he's connecting with something.
Well, that gets me ahead to the news. I don't know if we're ready for that, but that makes me think of that. Is Night of Too Many Stars happened this last week?
And, yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried.
This is our next segment in the news, everybody. Seamless transition. Kirk Smith. Old radio guy, apparently.
That reminds me, see?
Bring your radio chops.
Gilbert Gottfried does this voice for, in Aladdin, I think it's of a parrot. And they bring out this autistic kid who, that's his movie. Like, you know, you're talking about...
Let's just do like a little backup if you don't know what Night of Too Many Stars was.
Excellent idea.
Night of Too Many Stars happened...
I want to say the
first
9th?
Week of March?
Yeah. Let's say the 9th.
The 9th of March, 2015, and it was on Comedy Central, and basically they got a bunch of comedians and comedic actors to donate their time, and they did a television special. And they did, like, stunts, and it was like a sort of like a live telethon sort of thing, where it was like, who wants to donate $15,000 to chew up food and spit it into Paul Rudd's mouth?
Right. I like how we debase it to the absolute worst segment of the show, but yes, that's basically what
whatever. I don't. I think that's awesome. I think it's such a good idea.
It was disgusting.
They raised $15 million
like
in one night.
Yeah.
That's like $15 million out of the ether. And like, that's just one night. Excuse me, I just burped right in the microphone. I got so excited.
But it's some live people, radio.
Some people, I'm not going to edit this, but some people would be like, well, only $15 million. Those are all a bunch of gajillionaire celebrities. But like, that's one night.
Yeah.
They donated their time. You know what I mean? That their time when you get to that level is worth a lot of money. And you don't know what else they're...
They're turning down.
They don't know... You don't know... Well, you also don't know what other money from their income is going to other charities.
Yeah, that's true.
$15 million is amazing.
I don't know if it's 15. It's something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever
let's,
it is.
Let's say it's more than zero.
Okay, wait a minute. I just looked it up. It's $18 million since 2006. So maybe it was like eight this year. I don't know.
Okay,
it keeps going up every year.
Whatever it is. This program's in the past 12 years.
Yeah. I think Robert Schmeigel, the guy from
Triumph Dog. Triumph the Insult Dog.
Yeah. I think
Robert Schmeigel.
Yeah. Schmeigel, sorry.
Does he have an autistic kid?
I think he does. He used to be the head writer of Conan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he, I think he kind of puts this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a great show. Anyhow, on this show, thanks for the background on that, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid really is into Aladdin, and Gilbert Gottfried's there, and he's really into Gilbert Gottfried's character. Mm. And so they bring the kid out, and by kid, I mean, I don't know, he looks like he's about 17.
Mm-hmm.
And Gilbert Gottfried, he's like doing a really good Gilbert Gottfried impression.
The kid is? That's awesome.
It's right on. So,
yeah.
And they talk about how he uses this character to connect. He connects to his family through Disney movies. That's
right.
Like the first way he's... And my son does that, where he'll... he likes this cartoon called VeggieTales.
Oh, I know it.
Okay. So there's a part where the guy goes, Bob the Tomato, well, it's so inside baseball, but Bob the Tomato goes, I don't know, Larry, I'm not very happy. And so if my son's JJ, he's not very happy, he'll say, I don't know, I'm not very happy. Like in the same tone. So like,
it's like a roadmap for him
exactly.
to say that. It gives him a roadmap.
Right. He sees the cartoons are upset, and this is what they say, and then he gets upset, and this is what he says.
Yeah, because he doesn't know... I'd be so interesting. I mean...
To know what's going on inside.
Just
yeah.
to be... I've always wanted to be in Peter's mind. Just for an hour. Just to walk around the block and look at things and
what's
talk
happening,
to things.
Yeah.
And like... Just talk... Like, be like...
Just to try to enjoy the great cinema that is, dude, where is my car?
Yeah, yeah. To get the nuance.
Just to watch it from his point of view.
Peter... Oh, man.
Like, this is Lawrence of Arabia for Peter.
Yeah, oh, man. The Simpsons... Like, you know how you're like Stevie Wonder's better? You're glad that he likes that. It's
well, something of quality, yeah. Better
right.
than Barbie
Peter
Disco Party.
Peter loves The Simpsons, and I legitimately have fun talking about The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And I like that there's so many episodes, so it's not the same Dude, Where's My Car conversation over and over again. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, yeah, that episode.
I really have a hard time believing you get tired of talking about Dude, Where's My Car. I mean, it's just such a piece.
Do you know what we do?
Cinematography.
I've been doing once a week at least for... 13 years, once a week.
What?
Okay. Dude! Now you say sweet.
Sweet!
Dude!
Sweet!
What does mine say?
Dude!
What does mine say?
Sweet!
Yeah. Sweet! So you already screwed it up.
I've seen it. I don't think I've seen the movie. I've seen the previews, and I remember that part.
Right. I do that a lot.
So he makes you do it.
I spend a part of my life every week.
You should get the tattoos, the back tattoos.
Yeah. But today we did Peter sang me Krusty the Clown song Send in the Clowns when he cries, and it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to be upset when you're like driving around and somebody's singing you over speakerphone Send in the Clowns.
I love it.
Yeah, you're like it's pretty rad actually.
You like just get done from an audition that didn't go well, and then you get to talk to your brother, and he's like, "Send in the clowns."
100%. And it's really funny because it drew parallels. I just came from an audition, and I moved out here to be, to pursue my stand-up comedy career, which was going well in Canada, and I kind of just threw that all out the window ran to a place where no one knows my name, and I'm like doing like these like acting auditions, and I'm like, "What the hell am I doing?" You know, I'm not an actor, and. And I'm like, I could have done a real career. I mean, I'm 33.
I could go into real estate. I'm good looking.
I'm 33. Like, I could have had a life. You know, I could have a house and like.
You don't have to explain to me, brother.
A car and like and like you know a kid for my elderly parents. You know, to a grandkid. And I'm like, what am I doing?
You're a man. You can still have a kid. Don't worry.
I know. But the audition is weird. And then some guy sings you, send in the clowns. And you're like, oh, sweet.
You're like, that would have been helpful earlier when I walked into the audition room.
It's funny. It's awesome because you're like in that episode, Krusty's like upset that his dad doesn't love him because he's chose to be a clown.
I see parallels.
Anyway, Night of Too Many Stars, awesome. No matter how much money they raised, we could have done the smallest amount of research before we talked about it. But what doesn't really matter? Say they made $4. Who cares? They're raising autism awareness.
It was millions. I know it was millions.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Super.
And
awesome.
It goes to scholarships and programs for the actual kids, and which is very encouraging. I don't want to get into the funding of different organizations, but it seems like what they're doing with it is really great.
And you wanted to talk about Weird Al Yankovic on that?
So there's another little girl who really likes Weird Al Yankovic, who's made like a full circle. Like he's done a whole like he was cool when I was a kid. I'm older than Graham. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
40.
Yeah.
I'm like Dorian Gray. I don't age. I look like I'm 20, but I'm 40.
I'm under 40, so I don't get the reference.
Okay. Well, I think it was Oscar Wilde, wasn't it? So I don't get the reference either. It wasn't during my lifetime.
Oh, it's just book. I'm uneducated?
Yes. It's just a classic book.
I'm a moron.
Was it Oscar Wilde or Orson Welles?
I think it was Oscar, I don't know. Oscar Wilde. I thought it was something from...
No, it's a movie about...
From Dallas, the show Dallas.
You're like Dorian Gray, I'm not into 50 Shades of Grey,
yeah,
Kirk.
Yeah,
so.
Kirk, I...
No, it's about... he has a painting that ages in his closet, and that painting ages, but the man himself doesn't age, and so it's like he keeps getting younger looking and younger looking. Picture of Dorian Gray, yeah. Anyway, it's Oscar Wilde. What was I talking about that for?
I gotta Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic. So Weird Al Yankovic... popular. Then for a minute, me and Graham discuss this off air whether he was ever uncool, but now he's clearly in the cool camp again.
Yeah,
and
he's the past couple of years he's back to being cool. Like
he's
like
back,
like
yeah.
Comedy snobs respect him again.
There's a whole weird inside. Okay, there's a whole weird comedy culture where basically everybody's trying to make people laugh, right? Nobody's trying to. No comedian's trying to. Be an uncool comedian, like whether you like Carrot Top or not, he's doing his best. He's not sandbagging to not being the cool crowd. And so it's an interesting dynamic, change of subject, about what's cool and what's not, and who decides and who gets to, yeah, especially out in LA. There's a whole, anyway, there's cool shows, there's uncool shows. And
yeah, I mean, I just think a lot, some people are, you know, cover bands. And I personally feel like, if you're an audience member and you have a meatpacking job in Wisconsin, when you came to LA for a vacation, you're not a
comedy connoisseur.
It's not part of your life. And then you go see a comic who makes you laugh, but as somebody in the comedy industry, it's like they're pulling the wool over your eyes because they're like a cover band.
There's different levels of creativity.
It's like if you go see a band, you're like, oh, that was great. They had. It was a great song. It was called Help, and then they had another one called Let It Be. You know what I mean?
I really like the whoever wrote Let It Be. Really, you know he's onto something.
But the person didn't go where Beatles cover band. They just tricked. And it doesn't matter. We're getting off topic.
Sorry, Weird Al. He brought out this little girl, 13, really likes his songs, wanted to sing Yoda with him. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Mm-hmm. And she could really play. Uh-huh. And she's out there playing the piano and singing with them. And then at the end, they bring out like, I don't know, 50 kids and they're all singing. And it really reminded me that the need to feel included and connected is not something unique to anybody. Like the autistic community wants that, regular, whatever you want to call us.
Everybody
wants to feel connected. And that's what things like Night of Too Many Stars do.
That's awesome.
It was really
that's so
touching.
Who's not going to feel great?
Right, exactly.
Watching that.
It was really something else.
That's really nice.
It was really
good for Weird Al.
Yeah, I was really happy. It was really a cool. That might have been the highlight for me. Sure, the guy spitting in the other man's mouth, that too. Turned it into the modern day circus from Roman times. But
the modern day circus from Roman times.
Well, like you take the Roman circus where like people debase each other, and that's what we're doing. That's what everything's turning into. I mean, that's what reality TV is. That's what, anyway, we're getting off topic. But that's what WWE is. That's what modern day gladiators. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We haven't progressed. We just have more technology.
It's the same thing. It's just bread and circus. That's all it is. Give the people bread, you get them serious. Sorry.
Well, you are an old man. Okay, moving on. Moving.
I mentioned a book from 150 years ago that Graham's never heard of. He thought it was Fifty Shades of Grey. Then I mentioned the Roman Empire. It's all going to fall. See? It's all coming back full circle. See?
All right. Moving on to our next topic. Are you done?
I'm done.
Yeah? You senile old man. Do you remember where you are? This next one, our topic for today.
Or my Cracker Jacks.
The topic for today is sleeping. So in the autistic world, as many of you know listening, sleeping can be a challenge. Can be a real challenge. I know from growing up, sleeping was always different with Peter. But again, like being the brother, I could just go to my room and not worry about what my parents.
Yeah, just lock the door.
Yeah.
Put on your headphones.
What's your experience being a father?
JJ has a lot of sleep issues.
Like he's got sleep issues like what?
Like he doesn't sleep. Like when he was young, he didn't sleep more than like 4 or 5 hours a night. And then maybe 5 or 6 nights a month he would sleep zero. And
when did this start, from when he was a baby?
When he's about 2. Yeah. 2 or 3, yeah. So it's much simpler when they're little, but as they get bigger, when he's your size and he's not sleeping, he's loud and he's not tiptoeing around the house. Yeah,
and he walks around the house?
Yeah, walk around, go to the bathroom, go get a snack, go turn on his videos, forget to plug in his headphones, listen to Barbie World really loud until you tell him to plug in his headphones. He gets excited and he like jumps up and down. And so like if you're a big kid and you're like jumping, I'm doing an act out for radio, I just realized. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole sound involved with jumping around. And
there's definitely a jumping around sound.
And he'll sing. And yeah, so it's loud. It's disruptive. Yeah, of course.
My God. Waking up in the middle of the night to
Barbie
Let's
World.
Let's go party. Let's go party.
Yeah, it's like a form of torture.
I love how he's partying out, though.
He is.
You know, it's 2 a.m.
And hopefully he's got his pants on because he likes to be naked. So he's dancing around naked, all his bits and bops bouncing around, doing a little jig.
I mean, it can be a little bad for you. Bad for you. But kind of awesome that there's a guy out there waking up at 2, not going to bed on a Wednesday, and listening to It's a Barbie's World naked, jumping around.
And then he'll bring you, like, if he can't get in the cereal, he'll bring you the box and be like, you know, push the box. Like, that's, I mean, it's open it. You know? So open it.
And wake you up and do that.
Yeah, open it. Yeah. I gotta eat.
Partying. I'm gonna party down here.
These songs don't get danced to by themselves. Somebody's gotta dance.
And
he still doesn't sleep through the night. So 4 or 5 nights a night, 4 or 5 nights a month, he won't sleep. Always on a full moon, he has a hard time.
That's,
I don't know how that works.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And
I thought it wasn't real. I'm positive. If it's a full moon, he's gonna have a hard time sleeping. That's like documented.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how that works.
That,
like,
blows my mind.
A mini werewolf or what?
Full moon is a real thing that it affects people. Well, I mean, there are more crimes on a full moon. Autistic people can't sleep on a full moon. That's.
But think
what
about
the heck.
It has the strength to affect water and the tides. So something's happening.
Yeah.
Huh.
Man. I don't know what to say. So
I don't know how it works either. Don't worry.
So you see a full moon coming up on your weather app, and like you're like, ah, jeez.
Well, that's the first conversation. If it's like 2 a.m, he's not asleep. What's the problem? I'll check. Is it a full moon? Yeah. If it's a full moon, then you're like, all right, well, that's just – you just got to take your lumps on that
It's
one.
Kind of almost makes you feel like it's not his – he's not choosing to be a
dick. Well, he's not choosing
dick.
The full moon, no.
Yeah. It's like really – he's really affected. Sometimes I know with my brother – and you can tell me if I'm wrong about this with your son, but you kind of let autistic people off the hook, and they're actually being dicks. Like, he's choosing to be a dick.
Well, he makes choices, for sure.
And you sort of have to remind yourself that I feel like you're dehumanizing him by letting him off the hook for being a dick. You know?
Yeah, I feel like you make no expectations on him because he's slightly out of the bell curve of whatever regular is, then yeah, it's he's not having an authentic human experience, because we all have parts of our life
absolutely
that aren't perfect.
He's not having an authentic, if you don't say, hey.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do whatever you want. Nobody is, bro.
Interesting. Yeah.
Just like your brother wants to stare at people's boobs. Like, hey, we all do, bro. We all want to stare at people's boobs.
He loves, by the way, he calls them hoo-hoos from hoo-hoos. Dude, Where's My Car?
Obviously. He's a classy kid. I like it.
Yeah. Loves them titties. Peter K.
Hoo-hoos.
He's the best. Oh, my God.
You have to meet him.
Oh, man. I'm going to get him to come down here once. Go to the beach, look at some hoo-hoos, buy some sunglasses, though.
Nice. You need the wraparounds.
So yeah, I need the wraparounds. Sleeping. So what are some, like, experiences you had with sleeping? Like are there any, like, ones that stick out in your head? Or?
Okay, so he really likes to jump on the bed, which is, like, normal at 5 or 6, but he's 16 and you know, a solid 200 pounds. And so you had, you know, IKEA beds. Yeah, I shop at IKEA. Aren't designed.
We all shop at IKEA.
The slats aren't designed to be jumped on by a grown man, basically.
No,
yeah.
They're not even designed to be laid upon by a grown
Barely.
Man.
Barely, yeah. So, yeah, the beds immediately get broken. So last time we were in Sri Lanka, we had a bed built for him with 2x4s, like a serious not-for-looks bed, and he still managed to break it.
If you're new to the podcast, Kirk used to live in Sri Lanka with his former wife and son and daughter.
So we're working on getting him back.
Yeah.
We're getting him back to the States. It's going to happen soon. We're working on the final details. But yeah, long story short,
That's next episode, everybody.
He breaks beds. He's a bed breaker.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it looks like his room usually looks like a flop house. So it'll usually be a mattress and a bed spring on the floor if he can keep the mattress on the...
How old is he?
16. What? About 6 feet tall, big kid.
He's a regular 16-year-old. Living in a flop house.
Hiding in his bedroom if he's touching himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a conversation you have too. Please do that in the bedroom. Don't masturbate in public. Go in your bedroom. Do that in privacy like everybody else. Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Not here. Not in church. Put it away. Come on, son. I love you. That's nice. Put it away.
I love you. That's nice. I'm proud of you
I'm
also.
Proud of you. Yes. That's good. Good job.
Yeah.
Put it away.
Yeah.
It's time for that later.
That's another thing, like that man, that just can't help but ground you. You're like, you know.
No, that's a conversation I have. That's how we do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's actually, yeah. No, it's good. Yeah.
All right. I think I talked about this on like the first or second episode. Is like, that is like something that we've definitely had the conversation with Peter about that. And what the thing about what we're lucky is like, if you give my brother like some guidelines that he understands and you explain to him why.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so I don't get arrested. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't want to see that
so
either.
So I don't get arrested. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's awesome.
That's helpful because I sometimes I wonder about that with my son. Like, you try to explain, like, listen, I'm not, I get it. It feels good. I get it. We all get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not now.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a hard concept for him, I think. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, Peter has a tough time with time.
Yeah.
He doesn't get that, but that's a topic for another day. Time, that'd be a good one. The topic for next week, everybody, is going to be control.
Mm.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Feeling like you're out of control as a parent or family member. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Do you have anything else you want to add there,
man.
Kirk Smith?
No, good week. Good luck in that audition.
Thanks, buddy. what's your Twitter, Kirk?
Kirk Smith Comedy.
Mine's Graham K Comedy. We got boring Twitter handles.
Yeah, I guess so. Boring white guy names. I think that's the trade-off, yeah. Easy to spell.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, well, Graham like the cracker, K-A-Y. I don't think mine's easy to... K is also a letter. It throws people off.
I think people know how Google works. I think if they Google Graham K. Comedian, I think you'll be in, if you're not the first page, the second page for sure.
Thank God, I hope. I Google myself in a while. That's good, though. That means I'm not a narcissist. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And see you next week.
Toodles.